May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I am the bread of life, Jesus said. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the vine. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. These are well-known sayings of Jesus. They sound familiar, right? They're profound sayings that tell us about who God is and who Jesus is and what they mean to us. But today, we don't get any of those sayings. Today, we get a different saying three times over. I am the gate. I am the gate. It's not quite as well-known saying. It's maybe not as often quoted. The fourth Sunday of Easter every year is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. So every year on this day, we're going to read something about sheep and shepherds. But today, in this many-layered parable, Jesus is not only the shepherd, but also the gate. Maybe today would rightly be called then Good Gate Sunday instead of Good Shepherd Sunday. Because somehow Jesus is both the shepherd and the gate at the same time. A gate that grants entrance to the proper shepherd, and a shepherd that leads the sheep to abundant life. But at least Jesus uses an object that we're all familiar with here, right? It's not an exciting metaphor, but we all know what a gate is. We all know what a gate is used for. I have a couple of gates in the fences in my yard, and when I let my dog Daisy out, I always go out with her to make sure the gates are closed before I let her run around. Why? Well, because Daisy is not like a good sheep that listens to the shepherd's voice. No, if she saw a squirrel or a ball and the gate happened to be open, she would gladly go off to pursue more exciting things. The gate is there and is shut to keep Daisy in where she doesn't necessarily want to stay. Another example. You've likely seen or before been in what's called a gated community, right? A gated community. The people who live in those communities don't gate themselves in because they're afraid they're going to wander off after a ball or a squirrel, right? Rather, they're gating others out. They have a gate up so that only those who belong can gain entrance. The gates are meant to keep out those who don't belong. So gates are sometimes meant to shut creatures in who would rather be elsewhere or to keep outsiders outside. That's what gates are for. And Jesus is the gate. Now, do you remember the story of the man born blind? We read it back in Lent. You might remember Gavin's outstanding performance as the man. Well, I alluded to that reading before our gospel today, because in today's gospel, we may not realize it, but the man born blind makes a reappearance. Jesus made mud and put it on the man's eyes, right? And he told him to go and wash. He went and washed, and then he could see. The man presents himself to the religious leaders to be proclaimed clean, but instead, they question him, right? And they throw him out of the temple. He goes out, and Jesus finds him again, and he recognizes Jesus now as Messiah and Lord. And then, without a change of scene, with the no longer blind man and the Pharisees still standing by, Jesus begins today's parable. The man born blind is standing right there to listen to these words. Why? Why would Jesus do that? Why would he say this here? What does this healing have to do with Jesus' teaching about the sheepfold and the gate, the sheep and the shepherds and abundant life? If the man born blind is like one of the sheep who recognizes the shepherd's voice, then he is a sheep that has certainly been outside that fold for some time. Born blind, he's unable to earn a living in the usual way. He's unable to worship God with his Jewish brothers and sisters in the usual way. In the first century, at least, he is unable to live life with others in his community. He has been cut off from family and friends, and some even speculate that his blindness is because either he or his parents sinned. Remember that? So Jesus heals the man, and like the good gate that he is, he grants the sheep entrance back into community, back into the fold. And here the religious leaders perhaps act like those thieves and bandits, trying to steal the man away from the fold, because after questioning the man's motives and the manner of his healing, they kick him out of the religious community once and for all. But Jesus embraces the man. He accepts his worship. He keeps him safely inside the sheepfold, and he grants abundant life that cannot so easily be taken away. If we read this teaching without the context of the man born blind, we could easily misread Jesus' metaphor about the gate. We must understand this teaching as an interpretation of what just happened with the blind man's healing. We could think that if we who strive to follow Jesus are sheep and he is the gate, well, then he is gate is either meant to shut us in where we don't want to be or to shut others out. The experience of the man born blind speaks to a different reality, though. For sheep, a gate is not a sign of restriction or exclusion. For sheep, the gate is a sign of safety and security and belonging. When the end of the day comes, the sheep want to be back in that sheepfold, safe where they belong, safe from the threat of thieves and bandits and wolves or cows. So it is for the man born blind. The gate is a sign of safety and security for him. Jesus, as the gate, has opened his eyes. Jesus has opened the community to him. The shepherd has called him back into the fold from which he had been excluded, where he is welcome and safe and where he belongs. That is abundant life for the man born blind, to be safe, to have what he needs, to have life in community with other people, to live hearing and trusting in the voice of the shepherd. He once was lost, but now is found. That's life. He was blind, but now he sees. That's life. To experience, that is abundant life. So if that is the experience of the man born blind, then what is your experience? When have you been a sheep on the outside? When were you in need of protection or safety? Who brought you back into the fold? When did you first realize that the gate was still open for you? What does it mean for us as believers today, as sheep of the shepherd's fold, to be protected by the gate, to be saved, to have abundant life? What does it mean for us? Because what's being offered to us in this parable today is just that, life abundant, not just for the blind man, not just for some sheep off somewhere, but for us here and now. The gate is already open to that life. The shepherd is ready to show the way to green pastures and still waters. The shepherd is ready to walk with us through that valley of the shadow of death, that valley which I think us at St. Stephen's know a lot about these past couple weeks. The shepherd is ready to walk with us through that valley to abundant life. And not only for the life to come, abundant life is life that begins today, here, and now. Abundant life is knowing God and trusting in Jesus. It is hearing that shepherd's voice amid all the other things that promise us life in this world, wealth and possessions and abundance of things. It is life in community, holding one another up, reminding one another of who we are, not muddling through the griefs and challenges of life on our own. It is finding security and nourishment as a part of the flock in a way that you couldn't buy yourself. It is life that abounds in meaning and value here and now and in the life to come. This is the life that we must seek to share with others too. Listen to me. That abundant life that you have known is the life that we must seek to share with others too. Sharing the way the early Christians did, providing food and nourishment and welcome to other sheep. How might we make our little fold here at St. Stephen's a more welcoming fold for those that the Pharisees of our time have shut out? How might we make it a more welcoming place for sheep that have wandered away? How might we guide them and bring them back so that they know the love and the safety that we have known? How might we welcome those who don't have enough put in the offering plate? How might we welcome those who have been told that they're not welcome because they're gay or lesbian or transgender? How might we welcome those who our Lutheran denomination doesn't seek because of the language they speak or the country they come from? How might we welcome these sheep? That is a question we must meditate on together. It's a question we must take seriously, for if we have truly experienced the guidance of the Good Shepherd, then we can't help but want to share that with others. Jesus as the gate has not shut us in. Jesus as the gate has not shut others out. He has shown us what abundant life actually is. And if we have truly known that abundant life, the moments of peace and joy it might bring to us amid everyday life, then we can't help but share it with all those like the man born blind who have been left out of the fold. Let us live together trusting in the protection of our gate, trusting in the guidance of the Good Shepherd, trusting that the gate will always open to abundant life every day. Thanks be to God. Amen.